Black Sunday by Tola Rotimi Abraham. Narrated by Liz Femi, Dele Ogunderan, Miyabaka Opuyo Johannes, and Ron Butler.
We are building a chicken coop. My brother Peter and I came up with this plan just last weekend. Already we have started working it out. We have no hens yet, but we know that Nonso's mother's hen always has eggs. When Nonso is over here trying his best to make our sister Arike smile, we will walk into their compound all majestic and what. Go all the way to the poultry at the back, take as many eggs as we want, hope they hatch. We have wood, gravel, and leftover roofing sheets from the time the local government built a shed with a roof for the transformers down the road because electricity shocks killed some boy's father during the last flood. We have old wood, nails, and sawdust, and we will find old plastic bowls no one uses anymore. All of grandmother's things are old. She still has those green Pyrex dishes, teacups, saucers. They are older than all of us grandchildren. She still wears the Aso Oke wrappers she wore when Sister Kehinde and Sister Taiwo were baptized. We will not use any of grandmother's things. She has given us the space at the back of the house for the chicken coop, and that's just enough. We do not need a hammer. That's what stones are for. We are digging the hole already. It's ankle deep and is wide enough for us to stand back to back in it. Already we have a heap of sand dirt. Grandmother says that chicken coops do not need a foundation. We both insist that they do. So we promise that we will spread the sand dirt all over the back of the yard instead of leaving an unsightly heap. We do not have a phone. We are thinking of ways to get one. We are alone at home. Grandmother is out shopping. Our sisters are at work. We are big boys, 11 and 9, old enough to be by ourselves staying out of trouble. We have walked all over the carpenter's shed in the next street, picking as many old wood nails as we can find. We are sitting at the back of the house, straightening bent nails with a big stone. Sometimes we think we hear the gates opening, someone coming, but there is no one else here. The boys next door are playing table soccer in their backyard. We cannot hear the sound of bottle caps falling off the table or large suit buttons pushed into a goalpost made of paper. It is their happiness we can hear. The sounds of boys our age cheering and screaming. It sounds like it is coming from a galaxy far away. Last Saturday, we walked for 50 minutes till we got to Rita Lori Hotel in Ikeja. There was a wedding reception. We had two black shopping bags. We were going to pick up as many bottle caps as we could find. Start our own league. I was going to take all the Coca-Cola covers, all the Fanta and Sprite covers were to be Peter's. If we got more than enough to split evenly this way, we were going to scratch the covers till the names disappeared and write our player numbers with red ink.